Hey, everybody, this is Black Woman with Other Brothers. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, your podcast for Friday, I accidentally deleted it, and I'm making this podcast on Saturday, May 30th, and I would have done it earlier, except that I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. They were protesting near San Francisco City Hall for hours today. And I couldn't record a podcast, or you would have heard the sound of helicopters. It was very annoying. Then I went about my life, and now I am making the podcast for you on Saturday evening. So I do apologize for everything that's happening, because I know some of you depend on listening to my podcast. Thank you for telling me that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, America's burning up with protest over the murder of Mr. George Floyd, or is his last name Lloyd? Please excuse me, guys. I'm just going to keep going. I'm not going to stop and record this and go and look. I apologize for that. It's been a long day. And ladies, I hope that you have not gotten out on the front lines. I've been reading and watching videos. If you know anything about the Black Women with Other Brothers platform, you do know that I'm really not into Black women being street soldiers. In fact, I think it's stupid and foolish to put your life on the line. To go out there protesting, you could catch a bullet. You could get thrown in front of a car. Somebody could accidentally stab you. It's totally dangerous. However, you know, everybody's at different points in their lives. A lot of people like being doing this presentational performance art protesting, especially college girls, or some of you call yourself feminist. You know, I say good luck with that. Some of you call yourself social justice warriors. Again, good luck with that. Couldn't be me, but to each her own. Everybody's at different points of enlightenment. And here in San Francisco, which is a very small percentage of Black population, about 5%, I did see that, to me, it was too many Black women. The photos I saw in the videos, there were too many Black women out there protesting. Because, of course, who's going to be out there protesting Black women? And, you know, Mr. George, he had a white fiance. Now, this is a swirling community. You know I'm all about the interracial. The late, great Mr. Richard LaFrac was a white man. So that means he, although he didn't marry her, I don't know what was stopping him. You know, I always hear about these men that have fiancés forever. Just, you know what, go to City Hall and get married. Anywho, his fiancé is a white woman. At first, I saw a Black woman like hooping and hollering, and they said his girlfriend, I guess the Black woman was a side chick. Excuse me if I don't have the facts correct. And he was going to put a ring on a white female, and he did not. And he unfortunately lost his life. We all saw what happened. It was basically a snuff film. It seemed like some big social experiment to have everybody watch the life leave the body of a man under the knee of a policeman. But still, that doesn't mean that you Black women should be putting yourself on the line, because most Black women are single mothers. Those are the facts. Not all, but most have children or a child at home that you are the primary caregiver. Now, why would you want to put yourself on the line and maybe your kid could end up being an orphan? I know you're saying, well, I have to stand up for something. A lot of women are saying, I have to stand for something, et cetera, et cetera. No, you do not. Someone else could be doing that. You should be at home with your children. But hey, I'm middle-aged. What do I know? I'm a middle-aged, child-free woman who's been married a couple times, and I'm extremely selfish. I wouldn't dream of going to march for anybody. You know what? Maybe Stevie Wonder. I love him very much. My favorite artist, Emotional Father. I don't even know if I would march for Stevie Wonder the more I think about it, because I'm not here to sacrifice myself for anyone. Why would I sacrifice myself for anyone? I don't see myself doing that. I was looking at videos from New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles, and Seattle, Pittsburgh. To me, a lot of people, it was a way for a lot of people to go shopping. This looting, I mean, they were going buck wild all up in Louis Vuitton. I heard they were down in Alexander McQueen in Beverly Hills. cleaned out some Nike stores, it cleaned out the Targets, cell phone stores, which is pretty stupid. That's just going to get tracked. And I know a lot of it is from the shelter in place and quarantine frustrations. I get that. People are frustrated. Here in San Francisco, 1 in 7 people are have filed unemployment claims, and before shelter in place, it was 1 in 50. So a lot of people are financially insecure, and I think that's where a lot of the looting came from. And I'm not even going to go do a deep dive into who I think is really behind all these organized protests. That's something that's pretty evil and sinister, and I'm not going to touch that, except, ladies, that is not your business to be out there fighting for police brutality at all. You could vote, and then you could stay at home. I got suggested to meet some people at City Hall. I said to them, "Don't you know who I am? Don't you know that that would be the last thing that I would be doing, going to City Hall to protest for anybody?" And, anybody who knows me knows that that is not my thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a Saturday night. Things have calmed down. You can still feel the energy going around. Whenever there's like a riot or a protest, even when you're in your house, you feel the energy. You feel it swirling around. It's unsettling. And to me, it's just like close to being like in the eye of a hurricane. It's like a natural disaster, and it is no place for a black woman to be. That's no place for a black woman to be, is close to any kind of disaster. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Eat something healthy, put on a pretty dress, put on some perfume. And again, my apologies for not getting the podcast out there on Friday. It got deleted. I couldn't make a podcast earlier. All the helicopter noise, it was a mess. Went about my life, and now here you go. And I will be back on Monday as Black Women with Other Brothers podcast. Come to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday under 10 minutes from the formerly beautiful downtown San Francisco. So, I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. Thanks for listening. Everything's beautiful.